Are you looking to start a podcast or know someone who wants to start a podcast? Well, if you're unsure or just don't know where to start, just look up Buzzsprout. We've been using Buzzsprout from the beginning and we absolutely love it. They even have a YouTube channel where they'll help you get started on your journey. So head over to Buzzsprout to get started. That's BUZZSPROUT.com. Again, BUZZSPROUT.com. Happy podcasting.
Baby, you're my coat. She got me feeling like a dope fiend. I'm addicted to a black queen, baby, you're my she got me feeling like a dope fiend. I'm addicted to a black queen.
Welcome back to Love Life After. I am your girl, Christelle.
Hello, I'm Belinda.
I'm Bolivia.
And we are back for another episode this week. Remember in the first, in the beginning of season one, or was it season three? I don't know, one of them, where we used to talk about love, life, and after. Do you remember that? When we talk about love, life. Mm-hmm. So I'm kind of curious real quick. So like, what's been, no, I'm just want to.
Right.
I'm a little curious, like, as far as like, because it could be anything with, like, love, right? So what does love look like for y'all now these days?
Ooh, the kids. The kids, myself, getting back to nature, and a whole lot of God.
Okay.
Like, a whole lot of God.
Okay.
Like, that's homie.
God is homie. God's always going to be the homie. I don't know.
Definitely.
Like, see, okay. I don't know why people think or say that there's no God, right? Me and my sister were just talking about this, and I was like, God is everywhere. Mm-hmm. God is in us. God is love. God is spirit. God is, like, all these things. And God is a person we're supposed to, like, turn to when we're going through a hard time or just, like, some, you know, want to praise him and thank him because we appreciate what he's doing for us, right? But I don't get why people, I want to understand, because I look, you know, being on a plane, like, I'm like, wow, look at this. This is like God's creation.
Right.
You know, and how could people say that there's no God? You know, it just like, you know, I walk every morning and I'm like looking, I'm like, wow, like, if it wasn't for God, I wouldn't be up this morning. You know what I mean? So, I don't know. I don't get it. I'm sorry, y'all. I know I got off topic.
I'll just answer that real quick. It's because a lot of those people didn't grow up in a household or, you know, have a background of that's what, you know, they were taught. So, they're either taught about science or, you know, everything else.
Yeah. I mean, that too.
But there are a lot more people turning to God now than before.
I think so too, since the pandemic happened, a lot more people are turning to God.
I don't do the whole celebrity thing. However, I was looking at something on YouTube. They were talking about Doja Cat and her transition to this demonic state that she's in right now. Like, literally looking like a demon. And
on purpose?
On purpose. Yeah. And there were comments underneath that, you know, people, several people saying, They didn't believe before, but seeing this has made them believe in God, because they see, like, demonic people now. Demonic, and I don't want to get too deep, but demonic possession used to be taboo,
right?
And now people are seeing it play out right in front of their faces.
People are more proud to show it.
Right.
That's the difference.
And it's starting to shock and scare a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And they're running to God. Just like the pastor said in church a few Sundays ago, when he was saying how there were people, something about there were Muslims that dreamed the same dream. Mm-hmm. And they went to the Christian missionaries and asked them to talk to them about Jesus. And those people turn to God, like, they transition or whatever. It's a whole lot of that going on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know, because I don't follow her.
I don't either. It just popped up on my YouTube, and I saw the screen, what you call it, the screen capture.
Yeah.
And it terrified, literally, Christelle, if you pull it up.
Even just her video. Like, if you're Christian and you see that video, I guarantee you will turn it off, because you'll feel like you're allowing spirits into your
house. You turn it off just like that.
Like, I saw a clip on social media. Changed it. I didn't want to see nothing else. I'm like, no sir, no ma'am. You can leave those spirits somewhere else.
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to do better with social media, but I don't think that's something I want to just go search for either.
No,
I'm good.
Like, a lot of times we're not even searching for it. Like, as soon as you just open the app and it's like
right
there.
But okay. Sorry, y'all. I know. But hopefully y'all, you know, if you don't believe in God, go ahead and just try it. Try him out. What can happen?
You know, right? God.
What's wrong with you?
I was waiting for that.
But yeah, try him. Try him out. He's cool. You know,
Erica, I love talking to him. We love your song.
Oh, right.
We have no rights for that song, so we're just saying, but we love it.
Right.
Shout out to you. Just making sure, you know, legal beer.
All right. So. I think I shared this. I just got to talk a little bit about this video real quick before we, you know, talk about anything else. That video we was watching earlier with our little girl, right? How would y'all react if that was y'all kid? All right,
let's explain the video. Go ahead.
Okay, so the video was about a little girl whose mom was, I wish I could find the video right now.
Let me help you. It was, early morning, taking your kids to school, right? And then the mother probably going to work. And so, I guess she's in a rush. We'll imagine she's in a rush. Probably told her kids to hurry up, and they took, you know, however long, whatever. So, she drives off the driveway, and her child is coming out of the door and sees her mother, not in the driveway, basically on the street, and loses it, literally, like, cusses and say, you know what, F this ish, I'm not even gonna go to school today, you know. And in the process of her trying to rush to her mother's car, she drops her backpack, all her book stuff, and you know, her notepads and everything comes out, and she has no shoes on, socks, literally one shoe on the floor, and her brother is rushing to the car, and she's like, can you come help me? She takes her book back, you know, runs into the car and still leaves her notepads. I think her mom notices and tells her, run and go get your stuff. She gets it and she goes back. She's screaming at her brother, open the door for me. That whole video was stressful. It stressed me out.
But it was funny. See, I'd rather see more stuff like that on social media. I just want to see, like, some funny. Because it was cute. Like, her mother probably just, like, laughed so hard that she posted.
That
so
I don't like mind.
But she seemed stressed. She seemed very stressed. I don't mind seeing videos like that, because I was just like, you know, you find the laugh, and I want to be able to laugh about things.
So I read the comments. It was a bunch of mixed emotions.
Oh, really?
A lot of people said that's not funny, because now, because of the mother being late, you know, that child is going to have a bad day, and then, you know, could be bad to the teachers and her friends. So to me, I was like, I would hate to start my day like that, and I would hate for my kids to start their day like that, too. So if they do start it like that, to where I stress them out, I'm gonna make sure on the way there in the car, I'll be
more calm. I mean,
I can't say I can't do that, because you never know. Like, I'm not perfect. I could probably do something like that.
I've done that exact same thing that she did. How many times am I gonna tell you to hurry up so we can go?
Yep.
I got in the car and I proceeded to back out, and she came running.
I've done that a couple of times, but it's funny to an extent. I feel like it was funny because it made me laugh. That beginning video made me laugh so hard. I'm still laughing just right
at all.
I just kept saying, poor baby. Poor baby.
Yeah, that was hilarious. But yeah, I want to see, you know, like, what comment. I don't read comments. I don't read comments. When I see something on social media now that I'm trying to be more on there a little bit more, I don't read the comments.
It depends. Comments are so much more interesting than the actual post.
Okay.
Like,
I haven't got there yet.
Like, people
because
are
you know why? Because, you know, I'm doing a lot of people here most of the time. And then I see them on there reading. And, like, hours later.
Gotcha.
Like, they're there, you know, 2-3 hours at time. And they're still, like,
scrolling.
I know, I'm scrolling. Doing that long.
So, I can see how it could get it. I'm a type of person where if I'm trying to, like, do something, it could get kind of getting addicted to me a little bit. So same way why I don't like to play the lottery, because I don't want to get addicted. Same way I don't want to smoke. I don't want to get addicted.
I'm glad you said that, because a lot of people don't realize they have addictive genes, right? Which means like they can easily become addicted scared. To something by just picking it up.
I say I don't want to, because I've seen people that's, you know, like drinking addiction. I'm not saying I don't drink. I won't drink certain drinks because I don't want to get drunk, and I don't want to get addicted.
She wants some moonshine.
Right. But I'm just saying, like, I forgot what I was saying.
No,
talking
the
about.
People scrolling through social media.
Yeah, I don't want to. I don't want to beat those people doing this. So I just post. Yeah. I used to just post and leave. Now I'm actually like trying to go on there. When I get on, I see a post. I say, okay, let me like this. I'll like maybe about five.
You're trying to
and then
engage.
I post. I'm trying to engage.
Yeah.
And then I'll, you know, post what I got to post. And then I leave. And maybe the next day I go back, same thing. And if somebody likes something, if someone comment, I go like it and then go back my day. I don't try to re-comment. If y'all want me to read something, which I think I've said it before, if y'all want me to see something, just send it to me. Like, send it to my inbox.
Yeah.
And then I'll see it.
Christelle
it might
is
take
the
me a couple
oldest,
days.
Youngest lady I've ever met. She is
it
like young.
It might
young.
Take me a couple days, but I'm going to get to it. Like, she'll send me stuff. And it'll be like months later, I'm like it. Literally,
you saw some of that stuff you sent me.
Uh-huh.
I was like, she sent me that 30 days. It said like 30 yeah. days ago or whatever. So, and I'm just seeing it.
Yeah.
I really.
Social media is how I keep up with the news. Because, like, you know, I don't turn on the TV like that and watch it. But social media tells you everything. So.
Yeah. But yeah, so I'm trying to do better with it. But anyways, I want to see more laugh. I want to see like positive things on there. You know, and I'm sure there are.
Yeah,
but.
There are.
And yeah,
it depends on who you follow as well, you know.
Right.
So that makes a big difference, like who pops up on your timeline. Mm-hmm.
Well, not even that, it depends on what you like too. Because I know on my Instagram, there's stuff that
I
don't follow,
but
because I've liked or looked at, you know, that stuff pops up.
Girl, everything about mine is like, you know, mom life. Like I've liked a few posts, and that's all the suggestions I get. So 24/7, I'm posting.
I think that's
mom
okay.
stuff.
You know, if you see something you like, I think that's, you know, okay. But yeah,
mom stuff and business
and business
for sure.
Yeah. Okay.
Crystal Clear Services LLC offers various services for your home needs. Services include and are not limited to handyman services, fences, decks, HVAC, electrical, plumbing, painting, power washing, cleaning, roofing, siding, flooring, and all your home improvement needs. Make sure you visit HireCrystalClear.com and request a free quote today.
But anyway, what did you say you wanted
Olivia
to talk
has
about?
The most interesting
topic
for y'all today.
Right.
Girl, I can't wait to talk about this. Let me go ahead, cross my legs, and get ready.
So the conversation, before that conversation even happened, I was seeing a lot. I've been seeing a lot on YouTube people talking about being single moms while being a wife. I've seen stuff about wives telling single women to stay single. Mothers telling mothers women that don't have children to not have children. But the conversation that I had with a male, they said that all women want to be married and they can claim that they don't, but they're lying to people and they're lying to themselves. Because all women want to be a wife.
This man's been a woman
well,
before?
Well, say, he said most.
Say that again.
Has this gentleman been a woman before?
I asked that.
He sure knows a lot about women.
I was told statistically that statistics show that most women want to be married. My stance on that was absolutely not.
But he didn't say all women. He said most women.
I said
women.
Most. Yeah, he did say most, but he also made the statement that any woman that says that they don't want to be married,
okay, so he said any,
they're lying.
Okay.
Wow, this man is he knows
and
a lot.
If a woman
has he been married?
Of course not.
Okay.
Let me not say it like that. Goodness. But no, it's not. And he also said, made a comment. It was something about women who say that they don't want to have children. Mm-hmm. That doesn't make sense to him.
Wait, mm-hmm. what?
Yeah.
So women who say that they don't want children, well, that doesn't make sense?
Well, he actually said women and men. So a man that says he don't want kids, a woman that says she don't want kids, it doesn't make any sense.
This man got some kind of psychology degree or like medical degree.
My thing
or
is, I'm just trying to figure out. I don't invest in other people's lives that much. Mm-hmm. I feel like if a person says that they don't want something, then they feel like that's the best decision for them.
Right.
Because let's say they say, I don't ever want to be married, but they're put in a position where they're forced into a marriage. They might be the worst partner ever.
True.
Or I don't want kids, but they're put in a situation where it's like they feel pressure to have kids and then they mistreat those kids.
True. Mm-hmm.
Then what? People make the decisions that they feel are best for them.
I think marriage and kids or family is not for everybody.
No.
And I think if that's not what you want, that's absolutely okay in my opinion. Mm-hmm. And I don't think every single person or most people want kids or want to get married. Mm-hmm. I don't think so. I don't believe that. Because I know plenty of women and men who I believe genuinely don't want that. And
they're
perfectly happy.
Marriage is hard.
Oh, Kurt.
It's not for everybody.
No,
it's not for even men. It's not for all of them. I've been married for 15 years, a little over 15 years, and it's not fun. Mm-hmm. So when people hear stories when they're like, oh, I don't want to be married, who are you to tell them that they're wrong or they shouldn't say that? If that's how they feel, let them feel how they want to feel. Mm-hmm. If they don't want to have kids, that's you know, that's what they want.
Right.
So who are you? Like, okay, I'm not trying to say who are you, but
who are you
to tell them that
I'm saying
that's not what
you?
They're feeling. Like, you pretty much not validating women's feelings. Stay where you are.
Be
your man. Be a man.
Yeah, I don't like when people do that. Like, I can never speak and say, well, most men usually don't know how to do this or don't do that because I don't have a hair.
Right.
You know, I don't really know.
She don't have no balls.
You know what I'm saying? I grew too, though.
Right.
I grew too.
You grew
from inside of me. I'm just saying.
Four.
You get four.
You see? More point to tell you I don't have any.
So technically, you can speak on men things.
Haha,
technically.
Let me go on and start speaking.
I can. Right. And technically, you can too.
I guess.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if my...
It's nobody's business. Like, people shouldn't speak on other people's life-altering decisions that way.
Right.
My oldest child told me she don't want to have kids.
Mm-hmm.
She don't ever see any interest is to have children. Like, mm-hmm. she said she just want to babysit and drop them off. She don't want to deal with this. She don't want to, like, deal with what it comes with and all that stuff. And I get it. Before, I was like, what do you mean? I said, God made you so you could be fruitful. Like, God wants you to have kids. God wants you to do this and that. And she looked at me like I'm crazy. And then now I'm like, after a few, you know, years, she's 16 now. She's been saying this since she was like 12.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm like, you know what? That's what you know, she's been saying it for years, like a little over four.
Right.
She told you to.
When
you
told me that, well, actually, when you told me that at first, I was like, dang, she's so smart. You know, I'm like, she's ahead of me. She knew what I should have known a long time ago, but I didn't. Yeah, so that's a story for another day.
So I'm just saying, like, so I can't tell her that her feelings are valid, like what she wants isn't, you know. Because some people will have kids and mistreat them.
That's because a lot of people like the idea of having kids.
Parent.
A lot of people like the idea of getting married.
People will get married just because it sounds good on paper.
Or because their family,
influenced
them to or told them that that's
what they
have
kids, and they're like, oh, you need to be married. And then they'll go ahead and get married.
And there have been situations where some people have been trapped into having babies. Because I saw those stories, too, of women that were trapped into having babies. And they pretty much did the switcheroo. And they were the one that left the baby and left him with the father.
I seen that recently. I was like, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Okay. You know, it's funny. All jokes aside, I always tell DJ that he trapped me.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, you told me that too.
I tell him that
too. Like, But listen though, like, marriage is okay. It's fun. You know, it can be fun. It can be all, you know, rainbows and sunshine. Not all the time, but sometimes. But when you do get married, it takes a lot of work. Mm-hmm. Whoever wants to, if you don't want to be married, that's fine. Like, don't do it. If you don't want to, don't do it. Because if you get into it and you get to a place where you're not happy, then what's going to happen?
Exactly. Divorce. I know a gentleman who told these beautiful girls that I know that he told them, he said, when are y'all going to get married? Your looks aren't going to last forever.
Ooh.
What do you look like? Exactly.
That's all I'm going to say. That said a lot, right? My look? Exactly. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, sir, is your wife even happy at home? You think that if she had the choice, you know,
to do it? And then another thing with the, you know, infidelity. You know, you get married, you're not happy, then you're going through all this stuff. And it's a headache.
Yeah, and then he also said to them, you guys need to, you know, like, start having babies before y'all are too old, not even knowing if they have infertility issues.
I hate when people women, it's been proven that that is the closest to death that women are. So you're putting pressure on a woman to have an experience that could possibly cause her to die.
Yeah.
People don't think about that.
This gentleman,
I try to be so mindful now about like when people say they're getting married and they're not having kids. I'm like, I don't know their situation, so I'm not gonna be like, oh, when are y'all having babies?
I never say when. I always ask, do you guys want to? Is that something that you know? Because you know, not everybody don't want kids,
right? But you know, sometimes people don't, like, you know, especially family members. You know, they're like, oh, when y'all gonna have kids? Girl. Like, when is the baby coming?
Girl, are you pregnant? After two kids, I still hear, you gonna have a girl? No.
Don't you want more girls?
No.
You know what? Independent is, like, for me now, is somebody asked me that, I flip it back. Don't you want more?
Yeah.
And it could be, she could be 70, 80 years old. Don't you want more kids?
Nah. I said that to somebody. She said, yeah, I want like 7. I was like, damn. You just shut up then.
Yeah. Well, you go right ahead.
For some reason, I wanted to have more kids. I wanted a little, you know, I want another, maybe one or two. But now I'm like, if, you know, if for some reason, I try to be careful what I'm saying, because, like, words are so powerful.
Okay.
Like, oh, my God. Like, but if for some odd reason, like, God, like, place a child on my lap, then I would love to take care of one. But I don't want to, like,
I placed Zara on your lap.
No, it has to be a boy. It has to be a boy.
You want Cairo? It happened to you.
Because I said for years, if God can guarantee me that I'm going to have a boy,
then
I would have, you know, years ago. Like, if I was guaranteed that if I get pregnant, I was going to have another boy, then I would have.
Wow.
But now, I don't know, maybe one day I'll die. Maybe one day I'll adopt.
I would love to adopt, actually. Okay, let me go back. Let me go back.
You would have.
Loved the idea of adopting before. Because I was like, you know, I would love to help out and, you know, take a kid and, you know, get a kid out of whatever situation, give the kid a home and this and that. Then I was like, dang, that's another child I got to care for. So, I love for other people to adopt now. My perspective has changed.
But if you're in a financial situation where you can help another child, wouldn't you do it?
That's still a lot of responsibility.
It is. Mentally. So much.
I feel like, depending on the age, like, I was watching the reunion of Real Housewives, and Kenya say how she wants to adopt. And that just, it made me emotional. I was like, oh my God, like, that's beautiful. You know what I mean? Because they have all this I mean, I don't know what they have, but they're in a position where they could actually, like, care for someone else's child. And she, I think she said, like, age three.
Three.
So I feel like that's beautiful, you know, to, like, want to raise someone else's kid, which you will love as your own, you know what I mean? So I just think that's so beautiful.
I would have done it before, but honestly, like, after Cairo, I thought to myself, like, first of all, mom guilt is real, right?
Yeah.
Like, after, because, you know, I gave birth back to back, right? After Aiko, I felt so guilty. I was like, oh my gosh, she's not going to get the same attention anymore because now I have this new baby, and is that baby going to get the same attention? Like, I felt so guilty, y'all, for, like, literally a whole year because I was just, like, I felt like I was the worst for just making, you know, having that decision or whatever. It wasn't really a decision. I didn't plan it. But just having a baby back-to-back like that, I felt like I was robbing Aiko from having, like, a full-time mom, and then I was robbing Cairo of having, like, a full-time just, you know, for himself. So now I'm like, I don't want to, you know, bring on another kid again, and then, you know, especially Kai, he still, like, you know, wants to be, like, mommy's baby, and he's still, like, fighting for my attention with, you know, Aiko, and then to bring on another kid, you know? So when I hear people say, don't you want to have more kids? I'm like, don't you already know the guilt I'm dealing with right now? You know, like, let me be.
There's dad guilt, too.
Yes.
Yeah, because Keith, so we were having a conversation, like, a couple of weeks ago, and he was like, he felt bad for Anaya that, you know, because she didn't, in the beginning, the first two and a half years, because they're 2 years and a half, but he felt like she had, you know, she had us, and then once Isaiah came, it was like, okay, the attention was taken away, but it wasn't, like, as much, and then, you know, with us working, we was working, so we'll just drop, you know, going to school, we'll just drop them off at my parents, and then as she got older, it was just like, hey, watch your brother, watch your sister now, and it's like, he's like, we never really, she never got to be, like, her person, so he was like, he said he feel guilty about that sometimes, so he's like, talking about, you know, doing a new approach with her, and trying to, like, let her have her own time, and do her own things. And I just,
that's, like, I love the fact that he's thought that about considerate. Just really considering her. Because, so, you know, most parents are just like, she'll be okay. Like, she's a kid. Like, what else can she be doing? But he's really considering her.
Yeah. So he was like, yeah, if she want to do, you know, whatever she want to do, if she want to do more things for her friends, let's let her. And she needs her time. So I was like, that was,
beautiful.
I just say okay. Because I was like, I appreciate him, like, saying that. But I was just like, okay, that's fine.
Oh, that's beautiful. So, he's right, though, because you have a lot of parents who have, like, 5, 7 kids, and then the oldest become a parent. You know, the oldest can go out because they have to watch their siblings. They can do this because they have to care for the sibling. You have to, you know, walk them to the bus stop, do this, do that. I mean, I can say that's unfair, right? But at the same time, I also can't, because if they don't have that financial freedom to afford, like, a babysitter or something like that, like, what can they do?
Or they have no other help.
Right, what can they do? Yeah. So it's just kind of like, you just make lemonade out of lemons, I guess, you know?
And, you know, I just, I honestly just appreciate him seeing that, okay, well, maybe, you know, because I didn't really think about it. You know, it's just like, oh, she's, that's what she was supposed to do, kind of thing. Like, it was like, okay, that's her siblings. That's what, I did that. That's what I did. Like, my parents were at work. I was taking care of my siblings, my younger sibling, because at that time, Ellie and Max wasn't here. So it was, they were working at night, and I was making sure they're good, making sure they eat. So it was like, with Anaya, it was, I mean, you was there.
She was
know.
A mom before mom.
So I was just like, okay, so this is what she was supposed to be doing, but I never thought about it. Like, okay, she didn't have, you know, she can't go out. She'll ask, and she go places with no, you have to babysit, you know, like, so it just like,
I'm glad you brought this up, because I didn't think about that either. I didn't look at it like that either, because, you know, you're brought up and just used to, okay, you're the oldest, like, that's what you're supposed to be doing, right? Wow, kudos to you.
I thought about that with V over the summer, with Jazara.
I remember you saying
that. Yeah, because I was like, it's it's a lot. And mm-hmm. I kept telling her, I was like, it's going to get better. Mm-hmm. It's going to get better. I mm-hmm. promise it's going to get better.
She's like, I need a break.
Yeah.
No, I remember her calling me and saying she felt guilty. She was like, you know, she's supposed to be enjoying her summer. She's supposed to be going out and, you know, she's helping me with her sister. Mm-hmm. I remember that. And I was like, dang, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
She, well, I appreciate you seeing that too, yeah. because she, I think I told you where she'd be like, I just want a break. I mean, she say it like laughing or I just want a break, like, you know, and then I'm like, it's okay. You can stay here for, you know, it's the weekend, so you can sit. And then she'll be like, but I feel bad for my mom. And I'm like,
I told her, don't do that.
And then she, yeah. she's just automatic. She's like a sweetheart she and she just like want to be, she's nurturing, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
So, and then like, Thursday when I picked her up? Yeah, so Thursday after, I was like, do you want me to, you want to like go eat first? She was like, well, I do want to eat, but what time is it? And then she was like thinking, because I was on the phone with her dad, and he was like, oh, is she going to go eat before you take her? She was like, well, I do want to eat, but, you know, I think, what time my mom get off work? Because I might have to help her a little bit before. So she's like, well, maybe we could just take the food to go. Oh. And then I was like, okay, we could take the food to go. So she's like considerate. And I'm like thinking to myself, are you thinking about that all day while you at work? And at school. At school. I said, no, I did say work. And she said, you mean school? And I was like, she was like, no, I just want to make sure. Because I got to go home. I got to do my shower and watch her so she could get a break.
It's like, so it's like 50-50, right? Mm-hmm. Because you're raising this beautiful human being to be thoughtful, considerate, mm-hmm. and also know responsibilities, right? Know what you know, commitment is. So it's like, but then of course you feel guilty. You're like, oh, I don't want her to do that. So it's like a 50-50. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because you're like, but the lessons, and then just seeing how, you know, what you're saying, she's saying, now she's acting to me, I'm like, that's gonna be a, you know, great human being right there.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
I don't know, it's a mixed emotion, I guess.
And part of it too was she saw a lot of me having to do, mm-hmm. and she used to always be like, why don't you have help? Mm-hmm. Yeah, always like, you don't ever have any help. And then she would come and she say, you know, well, mommy, I watch Jazara while you cook. Well, mommy, I watch Jazara while you do that. And she should not.
How a child see that with an adult, though? I guess that's a topic for another day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But yeah. But anyways, we were talking about marriage. And we were talking about marriage, and then we ended up here. So, I just feel like, you know, it's important for you to, like, know. I mean, it's good that you know what you want. If you say you don't want to do something, don't do it, because you don't want to get in a situation and it turns out to be something else.
Yeah, I want society to stop putting that pressure on people.
Yeah.
Stop.
Listen, it's a trap.
Seriously.
It's a trap.
No, because then they rush people into getting with the wrong person. Or moving in too fast. Like, and just stop.
Let me say something. Like, at the age I was when I got married, if I would have known now, like, I would have told the person back there, wait, don't get married. Like, I love being married, you know, now, but marriage is work.
Yeah.
You know? So, but I feel like it's important for you to wait and know exactly if this is what you want, this is who you want to spend the rest of your life with, before you move into that situation. And don't rush relationship. Take your time. Facts. Learn the person. I know sometimes you could still learn the person and it still, things might happen.
Take your time with the representative.
Take your time.
With the representative.
Take your time and just, like, I don't know.
People got to do the work on themselves.
You got to do,
Because I know I always said I never wanted to be married. I kept saying I never want to get married. And I did not change my mind until I was about 35. And then I was like, it might be a good idea for me to try. So I actually started working on myself to work towards being a person that somebody would want to marry. And I did the work. And I felt like I was ready and was in the process. And now when things didn't work out, now I have to do the work on me all over again to reverse what was done to me, because I don't want to be in a situation where I'm treating somebody like they were the person that hurt me.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So now I got to kind of like not start completely over, but kind of start over mm-hmm. again. So it might be another 10, 15, 20, 30, 40 years.
Well, let me just say, don't give up on yourself. Don't give up on yourself. Don't give up on what it is that you want. Yeah, God has a plan.
God's plan is much better than ours. I'll tell you, God's plan is much better than mine. Because, ooh, child. My plans haven't been the best, but thank God for his plans.
But you know what? But it's good to dream. It's good to dream. It's good to make plans and just let God, you know, take the wheel.
I just don't see that for me, though.
You got to ask for it.
I don't.
Like, when you want something, you really got to ask and put it out in the universe.
But that's the thing. I don't want it.
Okay.
Just keep saying it, and hopefully God will hear you, because sometimes God be like, look, that's what you say you don't want.
Oh, he heard
this
me.
This is what I'm giving you. So, yeah. But, yeah. Okay. This was good conversation. Let us know what y'all think about, you know, marriage. If you out there and you do want to get married and, you know, you have any input into this conversation, let us know.
Or don't want to get married.
Or want to have kids but don't want to have kids. Yeah.
Right. Share your concerns and reasons. I'm curious to know, because everyone has, like, you know, their own different reasons, or someone's just like, it's just not for me. No reason, just not for me. But if you have any, like, specific reasons you want to share, or, you know, anything, I'd love to hear.
Me too.
What about you, girl? I know you want to hear.
Sure do.
Alright, well, guys, thank y'all for listening. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your support. We really, 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 really appreciate it. With that being said, if you have any question, comment, or concern, please let us know and hit us up at lovelifeafter18@gmail.com or on our social media at lovethatlifeafter. And we will make sure to respond back to your comment.
Yeah.
We'll see you next episode.
Bolivia, sing us out. Go on, girl.
No.